How is everybody? Mike, I've got the chat. Oh, crisis, crisis, browser. Hello.
I'm doubled up.
You're doubled up with what?
I'm doubled up.
What?
In the chat.
Oh, why?
It says hello, hello.
Oh, hello, hello.
That's because I typed it
twice. Hello, everybody. It's Friday. It's marooned at Mark Bartlett's headquarters and it is day...
39.
40.
No, 40.
Mike's lost the plot. I knew I'd get him one day this week, and today was the day. No, it's day 40.
40 days and 40 nights.
Exactly. I remember saying 2 weeks ago to Kim, oh, can you imagine 40 days? Because she's 14 days ahead of us. And now we can. I have seen more COVIDiots today than the last month put together. Outside the window, all day, just like normal. Literally, just like normal. Oh, another webinar about COVID and dentistry. We did have, and I think I recorded it somewhere, a very tiny piece on the BBC News, Kim. And it was saying it was this poor dentist and she'd been sat there for a month and she'd not done any dentistry. No one's coming in. She hasn't got enough PPE. And there she is in her scrubs, just sat there. Not even emergencies had she seen. Right. Hello, Jonathan. Just witness the police go around the area outside with masks. Telling people to go inside. They've been taken. Yes, Jonathan, the weather's too good, isn't it? That's the problem we've got here. You went for a walk and they were having beers. It's just been really busy here today, looking out the window.
It's still busy out there now.
It is.
A group of three lads over there.
Well, there's one I can see on his own with his headset.
Oh, up there.
Yeah, just going up further off on the left. The cars have been non-stop.
Somebody mentioned that on the M33 group.
Yep.
In relation to Manor Avenue.
Yep.
Said, is it me or is it being worse today?
Yeah, it's the worst day since lockdown, by far. People, I think, have just decided that, right, that's it.
Do you see those two idiots on their bikes about 5 o'clock?
No.
Came screaming past here?
No.
No.
I probably have my headphones on. It's in the middle
You're
of a webinar.
Then.
I did hear noise at other points and tried to ignore that. But no, it just feels like the government haven't actually reiterated the stay-at-home thing. Because of that, it just seems to have been that it's just going to peter out, that there won't be an official sort of, okay, we're out of lockdown. It will be just people pushing the boundaries and pushing the boundaries and nothing, nobody there to stop them. That's how it seems. So it's at least it's good that they're telling them to go inside, Jonathan, in the town centre, because it's not here. So Kim's saying it's a total nightmare. So many dentists will be going bankrupt. I wondered about that here, Kim. The majority of independent dentists, where you pay them rather than them being NHS dentists, are freelance, self-employed, going from practice to practice. That is not good at all. I'm thinking, what else could they do? I mean, I can't see anybody. My dentist actually had a chat with me about another implant I could potentially have. And I just looked at him and said, yeah, not now. No, no, no. I mean, that was an amazingly good choice, if I do say so myself. So they wouldn't be able to do that kind of work. But we actually had a guy over here. Let me find the link for you, Kim. No spoilers, Mike, while I find this link. COVID. Let's see if I can find it. This was on the BBC. There's lots of stuff about how to look after your teeth. See if I can find it. There we go. This was a man who was looking for an appointment for this. He's an aircraft fitter from Devon. He rang 111, which is our non-emergency medical line, and he was looking to find out where he could go to get an emergency appointment. I'm assuming he had toothache. I'll paste it in for you, Kim. So I'll put teeth at the beginning of that one. Let's just say it didn't end well. CQ, Deb, CQ. Hello, Anthony. Hello, Simon. I think I've got everybody now. Yeah, that was there was a video of that as well, but further down... I'm wondering if that's actually the same guy. Let's have a look. There was a picture and I've got the video and I thought I'll put that and I'll send it to Kim because Kim might not have seen it. Let me see if I can find the actual... There must surely be a photo of the bit that I'm looking at. It wasn't good. Let's put it like that. It wasn't good. And I can't find it. There's no biggie. I guess because it was so bad. But basically, he pulled his own tooth with what looked like a coat hanger. Took him an hour and a half to get it loose. And on the video piece, you actually saw the wire wrapped around the tooth that he'd pulled out. Yeah, not good. The pain had been getting worse and worse. And he made the decision to make it. Does it say anything? Well, like he says, I thought if this is an infection, it gets into my brain, it's really serious, so I'll just pull my own tooth. What kind of pain must you be in to do that kind of thing? Right, what else is going on here? You'll have to buy so many N95 respirators, be gowned from head to toe, and only see less than half the patients until they get the vaccine. No, we're a bit short on PPE here now. You can still go to Amazon, you can still see it listed. But ultimately, you know, the back order's like 2-3 months now. Well, I shouldn't admit this with Kim here. So, Kim, turn the volume down. But between the ages of 18 to 25, I had pretty much 3 teeth die on me. And the pain is excruciating. All I had for the pain, I tried taking painkillers. This was all because I wouldn't go to a dentist, Kim. I think I made the right decision. I don't recommend it, though. The reason I think I made the right decision is I was able to keep the roots of the teeth. They were dead, but if they'd been taken out, then the implants would have been a lot trickier, if not impossible. The pain is excruciating, I can say that. I had painkillers, but I took that many of those. It really wasn't a good idea. Ended up sick. And tooth tincture was the only other thing. Mike was with me through one, weren't you?
Yeah.
And it wasn't pleasant, was it?
Nope.
But I can only imagine the kind of pain you must be in to take it out, because I didn't. I just fought through it. So, Kim, apologies for frightening you witless with that. But I'm the poster child for hanging on to them. Everything's all right now. So was the pain worth it? Yes, when I look in the mirror. Oh, right, let's have a look at this one. Live at the plant to ramp up production. We've got in the UK a lot of people living at care homes. So there are people going completely out of their way with this, above and beyond. And what annoys me is these idiots sunbathing. They're walking around outside today, slapping sunscreen on, as if nothing's happening, as if it's a holiday. And that's what annoys me. They're not actually seeing the people on the front line who are putting their lives at risk, their lives on hold. It's unbelievable. Ooh, we can talk about Jonathan because he's going to cook his dinner and he can't answer. What's the score, Mike?
1-1, isn't it?
2-1 to me. Oh. Thank you. Have you forgotten last week when he nodded off?
Oh, yeah. He's got mushroom, eggs, onion and salad.
It sounds nice. I should have taken a photo of what Mike did. We had steak and some fresh vegetables with some of my favourite, fast becoming favourite, rice noodles. Oh, no, he had a nap today. Oh, no.
Isn't that the equivalent of taking
anabolic steroids?
Anabolic steroids, yeah. Performance enhancing nap.
Oh, does that mean that I get a head start then? We're going to have some kind of weighting system on this, aren't we? We'll see how it goes. If I nod off in the middle, trouble.
He's got a head start because he's had a nap.
I know. Can't even imagine the stories you've seen. Oh, Kim. People are just terrified. What more can you say? It was just blind terror. I knew what would happen if I went. They'd just take it out. Which might sound like a good idea. But then they start with, and you'll need false teeth, or you'll need this and you'll need that. And it's like, no, just leave them be for as long as possible. And it turned out to be almost 30 years in some cases.
Fuck.
The princess requires your presence downstairs, Mike. Lovely Lola. I can, Kim. My dad was a smoker, so he's basically fell out. He didn't need to worry about it. But I can understand it. A lot of people can't understand it. I can understand suffering that amount of pain and dealing with it. I can. Right, what else have I got today? I've told you, the whole thing is just full of COVID idiots. No joke. But first of all, good news. What is number one in the UK right now? It was announced just before 6 o'clock tonight. Only Captain Tom. He did it. He absolutely did it, which is amazing. So he is officially going to be number one on his 100th birthday. So there's the official charts for Captain Tom. He did it. Imagine that's been just on repeat play all week. Now, in MacBytes news, have the brackets arrived? Oh, it's bracket watch day. No, no sign of the brackets, which is so annoying because unbelievably, the towels we ordered that were like the back end of next week, which moved up gradually and got to Sunday and stuck. And I thought, that's fine. Sunday's fine. No problem. They arrived today. Still no sign of the brackets. So, yeah, I could be in a better place with the brackets. But apart from that, not bad. So, yeah, he did really well. So we're all going to sing happy birthday to him next week. And hopefully he'll get video of the entire country doing the same. No, my COVID idiots of the day. There's just so many. I don't really know where to start. But there's a really, really, really funny one at the end. But some of these are just horrific. But it shows you, as Jonathan's just said, you know, the police are going around and moving people on. This kind of thing is why. I don't know if you have lollipop people in the States. Basically, it's the school crossing guards. But we call them lollipop men or lollipop women because of the stick that they hold with them. And he got hit with his own stick in an assault spree. Where do they dig up these Muppets from that would do that? I don't know. Is the answer to that, I'm afraid? I do not know. There was also half a dozen more. This seems to be a thing. Now, it's not a thing for me, and I'm sure I mentioned a good few weeks ago, spitting in people's faces. Where does that come from? I have never spit even on the pavement. Why would I do that? I cannot understand the rationale of somebody to think that that is okay. Or even if they know it's not okay, it's just like certain things do not come to your mind. And the fact that it has come to your mind, certain children are going to school, Kim. The schools are predominantly all open, but instead of having 100% of the attendees, they've probably got less than 10. And the children that are going to school are the children of key workers who cannot arrange any other childcare. And that would be because they are either single parents, they're both working, and they are key workers themselves. And of course, the grandparents can't look after the children now. Over here, that's a huge thing. I would say of all the people we know with grandchildren, at least 80 to 90% of them look after the children on at least a 3 times a week basis, if not 5. So if they're not available to do it because they're living in a separate household, then there is the option that they can still go to school. That in turn means that the lollipop people have to be out for whoever is picking these children up. When I was a child, they didn't really care how you got there. I mean, my mum took me until we moved to about 1/2 mile from the school, and then she let me walk, and I was about 9 or 10. She probably followed me, you know, made sure I got there, knowing my mother. But she did. But now you have to be escorted into the school by a parent or caretaker of you, whoever is looking after you. So there would have to be somebody to help them across the road. So that, you know, the lollipop people would not have been key workers, but for the fact the schools are open for the children of key workers. So the schools are not as busy as they were. They've probably got everybody in one classroom, and they've probably got them there. I know, because I've seen the photos, they've got them 2 metres apart. But yes, every school is virtually open, but not at 100% capacity, not by a long way. Which meant the poor lollipop man got it. Good evening, Paul. We're going through a list of COVID idiots. Oh my, there are so many of them. This next one's an absolute classic because we've got a friend and he is a gravedigger. He works across many funeral sites across the area. but particularly one or two. And the stories he tells you would blow your mind. His latest one, he was lowered into a grave to do something with it and came out with a baby fox, which had fallen in. The said fox was returned to its mother. So this thing was easy 6 to 7 foot deep. And he rescued the fox, got bitten for it as well. Did you add Trump? Oh, Paul, the things on Trump are just hysterical. But this one was a group of mourners who were at a funeral. Now, the rule is in the UK, a maximum of 10 mourners, which all have to be 2 metres apart. But except for Birmingham. Now, Birmingham's in the centre of the country. It's population-wise the second biggest city after London. So it's London, Birmingham and then Manchester. They have decided unilaterally that the limit is going to be 6 mourners at a funeral, which was when that happened. All the staff who were there trying to help bury this person ended up spat at by the mourners. I mean, on what planet? You know, I can even understand the lollipop person more than that. At a funeral of your must be very close relative, and I know you must be upset, but why would you spit at the funeral staff? If anyone can explain this to me, please do, because I'm just getting more incredulous by the second with it all. Then there was this classic. Now, this one, Paul's just mentioned Donald Trump, and I have got one with Donald Trump. But seriously, this is another one. This one came out about a week ago and we all said, like, what? This was when they were all after the 5G masts. There are now murder threats to telecoms engineers who are either working on these 5G masts or just general telecoms engineers. Who are these people? And yet they walk amongst us. But again, last time they were burning the masts down. This time they're issuing murder threats to telecoms engineers. Could this world get any stranger? Or should I just not tempt fate? There was another idiot clock doing 150 miles an hour on a deserted road. B&Q started opening stores again. This was what I was saying when I said officially we have been told nothing different than the 23rd of March, which was stay in your houses. You'll even remember I've talked about the what's deemed essential and what isn't, and you were sharing it in saying it was different across different states. Well, one of the things was you can't buy a tin of paint to paint your kitchen. You doubtless remember that one, which is why I don't understand this next one then. Which is B&Q are opening their stores. Now, B&Q are our biggest DIY store. So I'm presuming now you can buy paint and you can paint your kitchen, but nothing official has changed. They walk amongst us. Yes, Simon, they do. I'm glad I've not bumped into any of them. This could be why it's a good idea for me to stay in. Another one along the same lines of that, people spitting at people, was another idiot doing the coughing thing. Only this time he was coughing at a pregnant woman who was out for a jog.
I saw that.
It's disgusting, isn't it? Yeah. There's just no words. There literally are no words.
She wanted to play.
I'm sure she did. She sounds like she wanted to play. Did she have zoomies?
She did have zoomies and she took the rope out with a lasso.
The noose?
The noose.
Yes.
Problem was she got the noose caught around her leg.
I knew that one wasn't a good idea, but that was the one she wanted.
Because she sticks it in her mouth, knot end in her mouth,
yeah,
rope end in her mouth, swings it around, and then as it lands on the ground, she moves, and her leg ended up.
So you had to rescue the princess.
No, she rescued herself.
Bless her little cotton socks.
Listen, when they're out in the wild, they don't have anyone to...
When they're out in the wild, they don't have rubber chickens and nooses to play with, do they?
As I used to tell Mayor, if you were out in the wild, you'd have no one to...
Yeah, but then Mayor would just roll his eyes at you like, yeah.
Well, he did, yeah.
Exactly. It was chicken. She has got chicken. She has got chicken. I can hear chicken squeaking away. We've not had to delve into another chicken yet. The first chicken's still going strong, Touchwood. But, yeah, Lola. She's obviously channeling her inner Kiva. She has literally started doing zoomies all around the garden. So good news, Mike. We can go to B&Q.
Right.
Yeah, probably not. It'll probably be full of idiots coughing.
Probably.
And spitting. I would instantly shoot people for that. I keep telling you, we'd have every problem solved if I ran the country.
Yeah.
There'd be nobody left. It's just disgusting. There are no words. Now, did I put that one in? Hang on. No, I think. Let me have a look. This is what we've been told about the Don and the bleach. This is from our local paper. Basically, in this country, there are two manufacturers of bleach or heavy bleach-like cleaning stuff, Zoflora and Dettol. Both of them felt the need, after his press conference, to come out and say, please don't inject yourself with it or drink it. And I'm like, really? That needs saying? And then I remember the people who were spitting at other people, the ones that walk amongst us. However, if it really is fatal, then that would be natural selection. Would anybody drink Dettol? Because he said to.
Would you jump off a cliff if he told you to?
Some of the people who walk amongst us that I'd rather didn't might, and that wouldn't be a problem to me. Natural selection, just saying. But yeah, we've had lots of warnings from bleach manufacturers not to drink it. I know I shouldn't laugh, but sometimes you just can't help it. Now, who's been following along with the Richard Branson thing? Have you had any of that in the States? You've got to let me know these things. Have manufacturers of cleaning products in the States come out and said, you know, that's not a good idea? Or are they keeping quiet? Oh, my God.
I saw that.
American couple drank hydroxychloroquine, fish tank bleach variety. There are no words.
I remember seeing that last week, I think it was.
Oh, now I did find a photo. And I want our American friends to tell us how common this is. Right, the photo I found was this one. And it was to do with... This was on our BBC site. It was supposed to be one of the protests over there. And I'm not surprised the person in question, I'm just getting this up to Droppler, has got a mask on. Is this going on or is this just what we're being fed? This is supposed to be a lockdown protester protesting in the States. But that's like, really? Are people saying that out loud? That's scary. Because you know what we've got over here? I don't know if Mike's even seen this one. But I found this on Facebook and checked it out. And it's a true story, apparently. It was posted by somebody who supports Everton. So you may have seen it. But it's about the Liverpool manager.
I did see it.
And that's the difference. So the first picture is what they're doing in the States, and this one's what we're doing over here. Oh, that's a nice one to follow up with. Right, The Independent. This happened. Right, let's have a look. Got that one now. It's far too warm today, Mike. I'm not enjoying the heat. Let's have a look. Oh, my God. So, yes. Really? Wow. So, yes, people have done it, and yes, they've died. There really are no words, are there? Luckily, I've got a couple of funny ones, but I still need to know, is that what's going on in the States? Basically, she's holding a banner, and it says Sacrifice the Weak. The claims that Trump said to inject bleach are false. I actually did see the conference, and didn't I say to you, Mike, he didn't actually say that.
Mm.
He asked if it was something they were looking into. But the media have gone absolutely crazy about it. And people aren't going back and watching the original press conference. So they're listening to what's being said on social media. And then when you've got bleach companies coming out and saying, don't do what he said, people don't feel the need to go back and listen to what he actually said. They're just going with it. So it becomes, he could legitimately call that fake news, couldn't he? He didn't actually say, I think it would be a good idea if you injected bleach. But in the telling, that's what it's become. That's what our news is reporting. Even though I've seen the actual conference and those weren't the actual words, that's what they're actually saying.
You know that thing about Klopp?
But how stupid do you need to even ask that question? Well, that's what we're being fed. And I'm trying to work out, is that the truth? The press in the US hate him. I think I pretty much got that. Our press seem to be afraid of him. They won't take the stuff live anymore, so it's being edited. So I see the disinfectant where it knocks out in a minute, 1 minute, and is there a way we can do something by injecting inside or almost a cleaning? But he was asking the doctor at the time. And as I said to Mike, it could be just a kind of way. He's very much getting his message across, isn't he? In terms of making it simple for people to understand. So you could say that like an antibiotic is. Right, I'm with you, Paul. I'm with you. It didn't need saying because people would take it the wrong way. And I think that's the difference between him and every president that's gone before him, who is incredibly careful. But no, he didn't actually say to do it. But because I've read it and I've seen it, I did watch it. But as he was saying it, I'm like, no, it'll be misinterpreted. And I think that's where we're out. He's revealing he has the scientific understanding of a five-year-old. Or you could say he's just making it understandable for his followers. Because in principle, you could say that. I'm not defending him, but considering what's happened after, people are addressing the what's happened after and not actually what he said, he must be incredibly frustrated that every word he says he's taken and used against him. But, you know, you don't need to be saying things like that. Keep it on a scientific level. But anyway, I'm glad you're back, Jonathan, because you're going to love this one. I think it used it to thinking out loud in the boardroom and not realise it isn't appropriate. That's the thing. Given his position, it's not good. So don't say it, don't do it. But, you know, it becomes compounded when the bleach manufacturers come out and say, don't do what he said to do. And then that becomes the truth. Exactly, Kim. And I think he was just trying to make it understandable to people, but maybe he doesn't know they would take him literally. But the odds are they would take him literally. But it's all right. I've got two really funny ones. In the midst of all this chaos, somebody addressed a parcel. This was from Norway. And they addressed it to a gentleman, Gavin Essler, I think, or something like that. And the only thing they knew about where he lived was that he lived in a city called Sheffield, which is huge. Probably comparable with Leeds, would you say, Mike?
Yeah.
It's a big city. And he addressed it to somewhere in Sheffield. Now, you know my brackets are still MIA. This guy managed to get the parcel delivered to the right person in Sheffield. He actually sent the recipient a Facebook message and said, you know, are you this guy, at 3:05 in the morning? And the parcel got there. Maybe I should get onto that postman and ask him where my brackets are. But I'm going to finish off with the best story of the day. I don't know if Mike will have seen this. And I will caveat this with it's the Daily Star, which is like... Is the Daily Star worse than the Sun or the Mirror? UK folks, Daily Star worse? It doesn't seem to have the bad rep, to be honest, that the others have, but it is a bit of a cartoon. But this apparently did happen. We've seen the pictures of it. How could I describe this? Well, I think you'll find the pictures speak for themselves, so go have a little look. Basically... it is very close, Jonathan. But this one was a couple who went out... for a walk. They were from two people in the same house, so they went out for their walk. And while they were out, they were accosted by another couple who you could say were minding their own business, but they were doing it rather publicly. Have you seen that link, Mike?
No.
Oh, you definitely need to see that. Go and have a look at that link. It's a classic. I'll have to put these in the show notes. Scrolly down and have a look. Keep going. Way!
That's a bit rude.
That's a lot rude. Again, they walk amongst us, apparently. I don't need to think how they reported that online. Well, the couple who were out walking, who took the photos, didn't actually report it to the police. They sent it to the paper. So the police have actually had no report on it. But there's a line in the article that says... the police saying something about they hope that they would realise the embarrassment they would bring upon themselves and their friends and family if they were recognised. And I thought, really? From that position? But I couldn't not share that one. description's a little naive. The description's exact, Simon. Oh, good grief. back to Deb. Hang on. Reporters are always making stuff up into something it isn't. They do it on purpose. Would we really want someone who pontificates, blabbers on and says nothing? No, we probably wouldn't. We probably wouldn't. Talking of which, apparently Boris might be back on Monday, but he still hasn't been seen yet. I think they're floundering a little without him. I don't think any one of them has got a personality like his to actually come in and say it as it is. I think what could happen this weekend, because the weather's going to be good, is that people will just be behaving as though it's a bank holiday and they'll be out. And I think on Monday, there's a good chance Boris will come back Monday or Tuesday and say, right, you know, we're going stricter and stricter. The figures have gone up over the last 2 to 3 days as well, which is right. You know, I can see cars, I can hear cars, I can see people. And unlike the film, you know, like when I see dead people, well, that could be, yeah, these could be dead people walking, couldn't they? But there you go. And Boris is back once he returns from his Brighton Beach holiday. Not a coincidence, Simon. The great British public don't report something to the police, but put it on Twitter. You'd feel such an idiot, though, wouldn't you, Jonathan? I've just got this picture of these two people enjoying themselves. I mean, it is a crime, but would the police do anything about it? Because the one in Manchester, it was in Withenshaw, where this lady, she's 3 months pregnant and she'd gone out for a jog. And a guy ran out of a house. So he wasn't just on the street. He actually ran out of a house and spat in her face. Now, he couldn't tell whether she was pregnant or not. Not 3 months, I would imagine. But like I'm saying, how would that come to your mind? Oh, I know what I think I'll do next. It is insanity. But she did report it to the police. When she got home, she reported it to the police. But she couldn't get through. Then they said she'd have to wait. I think they tried 111. But either way, eventually, the only way that it was reported to the police was via Twitter on a certain hashtag. The police then waited 3 days, then got back to them and said, we won't be looking into it anymore, but we filed it. Now, seeing as though this guy ran out of a house, surely she must know where he is. And that, we've seen people put away for that. So it's, to me, that's not a low priority crime. That's a very high priority crime at the moment. But that's what the police said. So she did report it, got ignored. All right, what's he got? Don't understand why Sky News covered this on the news this morning. Right, let me have a look on there. Can't find the link. That's Sky News for you. Stuff goes up and then stuff disappears. Right, let's have a look. It's a opening. Right, let's have a look. It's a picky. How much do you trust the following? Oh, newspapers at the very bottom. I tell you what, that is not good, is it, for Dominic Raab and Matt Hancock? I would expect it for Sir Keir Starmer, to be honest. So this thing is showing how much you trust or don't trust somebody from a YouGov thing. That must be on Sky News, surely. Let's have a look if I can find it. Sky News. Trust on coronavirus. Who read the thing about Tom Hanks as well while we're at it? Is this the Can We Trust the... No, it's not, is it? Can We Trust the Data one? The Sombrero one? No, it's not that one. I tell you what, this has been a rich source of inspiration for Mike and his charts. What is on here is one from Sky News that I read that said Britons are still supporting the lockdown. And this was today. You wouldn't notice it from the people running around outside. There's some stats on this one as well. Should we challenge Mike with this one? It's sort of a bubble thing. Right. What are all those people's positions? Okay. The NHS obviously is the NHS. Chris Whitty is the chief medical officer. Boris is the prime minister. Sir Patrick Vallance is in charge of Is it Health England? I don't know the difference between Health England and the other lot. The civil service run the government. Believe me, they run the government. Dominic Raab is our foreign secretary, who has taken over while Boris recuperates. Matt Hancock is the health secretary. Sir Keir Starmer is the leader of the opposition, who's just taken over from, what was his name? Red fella. Completely escapes. It's amazing how quickly you forget, isn't it?
Corbyn.
Jeremy Corbyn. That's right. Just taken over from Jeremy Corbyn. TV journalists will include Laura Kunzberg. That's all I need to say. That woman is a one-woman demolition squad. And the newspapers, well, they're like comics. So hopefully, there you go. See, Jonathan remembers. I don't remember. That is a good point. I think Rishi Sunak's done a good job. So I reckon he'd be around the level. I think he'd be above Dominic Raab because he's giving people money. But it is odd that he's not included in that one. Absolutely. Yes, exactly. We slightly adjusted that one with lies and statistics and changed to, I think we added it on actually. So it's that and The Sun, which is even worse than statistics. So you saw in one of the papers a few weeks ago, a pair of twins had been called COVID and Corona. I saw that one, Anthony. Clearly they're not suffering the same as that poor child called Corona. But, you know, if that's happening at school, which I believe it was, where's the teacher? Where are all the teachers? Where is somebody to be on his side? It's not his fault he's called Corona. And anyway, doesn't it mean crown? Regal one. So, mind you, you know, there's another story that came out. And obviously, we're all in lockdown right now. This lady had a baby. Did you see this one, Mike? She was going to call the baby Elizabeth Jane. But while she was pregnant, her mother-in-law died. And her mother-in-law was called Anya. So she decided she would change the middle name from Jane to Anya in honour of the mother-in-law. So she has the baby and the baby is registered. Elizabeth Anya Jane. The family, well, what then happened was they started calling the kid, instead of Elizabeth, Liz. Which her own family pointed out, with the first name of Liz and a second name of Anya, Lasagna.
Oh, yeah.
Very funny, the first time you say it. They wouldn't let up. She told them how much it upset her and that when the child was older, you know, she would feel pain too. And they just carried on doing it. And I'm like, but that's your family. And there's nothing wrong with Elizabeth Anya, especially given it was going to be Elizabeth Jane, but that she changed it to honour her mother-in-law. And now her own family, I mean, just cut them off. I think that somebody, one of these, advisors, agony aunt type people came on and said, well, at the moment, you know, you're via Skype or Zoom. So if they say it, just cut them off. And put them into like a 1 week or 2 weeks in bin thing. And I thought, would you need to be told more than once it's not funny to make fun of somebody's name? Really? Apparently so. okay, so a 7-strand challah, enriched dough. Oh, let me have a look at that. Simon makes such amazing food. Let's have a look. I know I'm going to want it. Gluten-free one. That looks amazing.
That does look amazing.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. So, Mike, when are you making it?
I don't know.
It would be incredibly difficult to make gluten-free because not much rye is gluten-free. You'd need your guar gum. So stuff like that, incredibly difficult. You can make sorta bread, but
there you go.
It doesn't have the
gluten-free
same...
Gluten-free challah.
Doesn't have the same texture though, does it? So
kosher.com.
Oh, handy. So that'd work for Jonathan as well.
Yeah.
The circle of life. That sounds lovely. I could give Mike till September to put it together, couldn't I? Mmm. Jonathan's mother's amazing as well. Have you noticed? Mummy Isaacs. Mm. All these meals and amazing food she makes. Ah, and how's Dad doing? Daddy Isaacs with his door. Well, don't we ask, lest we all be co-conspirators. You should just hide the paint, I think. Just hide the paint. So do your newspapers in the States put stuff like the Frisky couple? Because ours seem to love stuff like that. That's all I can say. They seem to absolutely love stuff like that. He almost put his foot in it on the FaceTime earlier. What did he suggest this time? Painting the windows? Oh, my word. Actually, I did paint the windows once before you think I'm insane. It was either that or it was a very watered down emulsion thing. We were decorating. And rather than pin up the newspaper and stuff, I said, oh, just give me the emulsion. I'll water it down and slap that on. Worked really well. Oh, my word, getting it off. Not good. In fact, I could still probably get more off if I went in there now. So we won't do that again. He said he hadn't finished painting in the house, which Mum questioned why, when all the other doors apart from the front one had been done. She's on to him. She's on to him. I predict problems with this, Jonathan. This is because she didn't like the colour the first time round, isn't it, Jonathan? When we had our porch done, white was the in thing. Everybody had white. When I look at doors now, 99% of them are black. Definitely on the outside. Don't know what colour they are on the inside. Our kitchen one, which is... it was all a farce, wasn't it, Mike, when we tried to do that? We were having the extension done first, and then after we'd started, I said to Mike, do you know, we might as well get that back kitchen door changed. So we asked him, and he actually said, oh, I've got just the door, I think, because it's quite narrow. And he'd had this door in for a while, so it was one of an ex-display model, which took the price down considerably. It turned out to be fireproof, break-in proof, you name it, it's proof. It must have weighed when it arrived about 5 elephants. And he said, you need to have, it's so secure that you need to have like a certificate with it that tells, so on the door itself, there's like a mark on it and it tells the fire brigade, don't bother. Basically, you will not get through this door. So the big angle grinders that the fire service use, don't bother. You'll have to take the frame out rather than try and take the door out because you will not get your angle grinder through it. Because of that, it was about £3,500. But because it was an ex-display model, we got it for a very good price. So it's white. Our back door is white. When we moved in, you know, it used to be glass, Mike, but you didn't know that.
No.
The door we had that they took out when they did the extension used to be glass. But Dad decided in his wisdom...
You tell me, yes, he put his fist through it.
No, no, no. No, that was when he was away on holiday. No, the saga behind that one was he got very worried, my dad. I'm reckoning my dad and Jonathan's dad were possibly separated at birth. Couldn't leave things alone, couldn't my father? So he started saying to my mum, you know, this back kitchen door, it's not safe. Because it was glass, somebody could have smashed the glass, put the hand in and just opened the lock. Well, he wasn't wrong, obviously, but, you know, doors were hugely expensive. So he decided he was going to sort it out. And he did. And he actually didn't make a bad job of it. He replaced the glass with like a cover over the glass first. And that was fine until... And I'm sure it was him. He slammed the door one day and he slammed it that badly. He smashed the glass, which was inside his fix for it. So he then had to dismantle it to take the glass out because every time you move the door, it rattled. So he had to take all the glass out. And then she decided, well, he had it in bits. So there you go. He decided instead of just putting the two bits back, she said, oh, we could make this look much better. And it became a much bigger job. And after that, he left it alone, funnily enough. When it came to painting it, she could do that. Don't know about your daddy, Elaine, but mine finds it hard to sit still, needs to be active. That was my father, Jonathan. He could not sit down for more than 2 minutes. The only time he ever sat down was if he was eating or reading the paper. But the rest of the time, he would just suddenly jump up for no reason and go outside. Just being in the same house as him made you twitchy because you knew at any point he could just jump up and say, I've got to go and do whatever. But the stuff he was doing didn't need doing. I mean, case in point, here's two things that he did that were both a really bad idea. We went out for the day. I said to my mum, I'll take you out. She didn't drive. So I said, I'll take you out. We'll do the shopping and stuff. So she was happy with that. That was a good day. But Dad was in. He didn't have anywhere to go. Didn't have anybody to see. But, you know, I was thinking, well, how much trouble can he get in? Should have known better. We came back. Everything was quiet. Far too quiet. We get to the back door and she sees the back garden. Oh, my word. He dug it up. All of it. Now, he did that on a regular basis, didn't he, Mike?
He did.
Usually around April time, because he didn't want to mow it. So he'd just literally turn it over and then say, well, it's all right, I'll reseed it. And by September, it had grass and it didn't need, which meant we had the whole of the summer with, you can't step on that because I'm growing the grass. She nearly murdered him that time. But when she put paid to that by hiding the shovels, not even joking. His next trick, she said, if you dig that garden over again, that's it, we're done. I won't dig the garden over again, he said. So we went out again, left him to his own devices. We came back, grass was cut. Well, to be precise, half the grass was cut. The mower was stood in the middle of the lawn and he was nowhere to be seen. She said, what's he done now? I said, look, he's not dug it over. So whatever he's done, it's not as bad as that. We came in into the, now at this point we had a conservatory. So on the floor it had, I don't know what you call it in the States, like vinyl flooring. Not laminate, like vinyl. And there was blood on it. And I said, hang on a minute, what's gone on? Luckily Mayor wasn't here back then. It was before, I think it was before you, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah. So I followed the blood trail through the extension, through the conservatory, through the kitchen, into the back room where I found my father. He had been mowing the lawn and he'd used steel toe-capped shoes, not boots, steel toe-capped shoes. Instead of pushing the mower, you know, like a normal person pushes a mower, he decided he'd hold on to the top and push it with his foot. So when I went in, this metal toe-capped shoe was in two halves as the blade had sheared clean through the top of it and his toe was hanging by a thread. Mother came in and she was more concerned about when he was going to do the other half of the lawn. I think she was winding him up. But yeah, I am sure they were separated at birth. So Jonathan says when he was younger, his mum came home from work to find the whole patio outside dug up. They were! They must have been twins. Dad fancied a change of bricks and pattern. He finds it easier to do it rather than ask for an agreement.
Yes, that's like your father.
That was my dad. That was it. Did that till the day he died. He drove her absolutely insane. My mother clearly took the approach of like, well, you managed to dig it over last time and it was your own stupid fault for putting your foot in it. Oh, it took weeks because he wouldn't go to the hospital either. I mean, it was really bad. He was lucky he was only one toe, but it was really bad. And we said, you know, you're going to need stitches, you're going to need to go. You might need a tetanus. He would not have it. He would not go because he was too embarrassed and ashamed to tell them how it had happened. And, you know, and my mum said, well, I'll go with you. And he was like, no, that would be worse because she would give it to them straight, probably having permitted while he was there. But she had other ideas. She said, you're not going anywhere until you finish the other half. But, you know, the last couple of years of his life, he went out, didn't he, gardening. Massive air quotes around that. Until the last summer when he said, I can't make it anymore. We went out and what was it like? He clearly hadn't done anything for the past couple of years. And we were starting not from square one. We were way back. We were way back. My mum had said, I'll do the, what happened to his toe in the end. Oh, it was all right in the end, Kim. It was very badly scarred, but it was all right. Once he'd done the other half of it, mum put a plaster on for him. Well, she bandaged it up and she used something we have over here. What's that powder called? It's antiseptic powder that you can buy over the counter because obviously you couldn't put cream on this or anything. It needed to heal. So she Sterimar? No, that's the nasal stuff. No, she didn't spray that on it. It was Steri something, I'm sure it was. But I was
Steri powder.
Something steri powder? What's that on the left
that's
one?
That's nappy steriliser.
No, it wasn't that either. It was antiseptic powder. So it worked all right. And in the end, he was recovered. He was recovered in the end, but he never lived it down. He's seriously serious and he never lived that down.
Antiseptic powder.
You'll find it in the end, won't you?
Probably.
I'm sure it was steri, but maybe it wasn't.
Savlon?
No. No, it was powder. Savlon's cream.
Is it the stuff we've got next door?
Yeah, it's antiseptic powder.
So go and have a look.
Why don't you just go and have a look? Because he put me out of my misery. Oh, so when we started doing it, Mum said, I'll do the bushes. She couldn't even reach. We've got hedges outside that were her idea. They are scratchy as anything. Literally, they would rip you to shreds. Pyracantha, they're called. So I said, Mum, step back. And I actually bought, my dad had one, but never ever use anything my father had. Don't know if your father does this, Jonathan. Buys the tools, reads the manual, loses the tools. Never actually gets around to using it. It's obviously a bloke thing. So he said, like, you know, I've got hedge trimmers. And I said, it's fine, Dad, so
well,
have
that
I.
Just says medicated talc.
It used to have a name.
Yeah.
But yeah, same stuff. So I now go out with my trusty sword, don't I? My hedge trimming thing, which is quite big. But she wouldn't even have reached it. But do you know, she was up for it. And my father, oh, what did he do? Now, considering, Jonathan's his words, he didn't even read the manual. My dad would read a manual for like a week. Every night he'd be there and he'd read the manual from cover to cover. But when it actually came to using the tool, it was literally more of like, we would say a bloke thing, but like an I'm a man thing in his mind because I've got this power tool. But seriously, he couldn't use any of them. Have fun, Simon. Enjoy your pizza.
Steritalc.
Steritalc. It was probably that then. Mm. I thought it was called steri something else, but never mind. What was I talking about? Oh, my father and his tools. So no, he never actually used them. And on the odd occasion that he did, he couldn't really use them, no matter how much he read the manual, because there's an element of skill involved and logic. And reading the manual doesn't really help you with that. That might teach you how to change a blade. But how I got involved with it was he'd cut an entire collection of wood for my mother, who was fantastic at design, and cut it like a dog's hind leg. I comes in, finds her in floods of tears, saying, I can't work with this stuff. What am I going to do? And she said, I can't afford to replace it all. It cost a fortune, this wood. And I sometimes wonder whether he'd miscut it deliberately. It was that bad. But and this was a Sunday morning, he'd gone out to a radio rally. I waltzes downstairs, I think it was about 18, 19, something like that. Never used a saw in my life because my dad wouldn't let me anywhere near it. That was the thing. He wouldn't let anybody else use the tools either in case they were better than him. So I said to her, we'll remark the wood. So if she'd got a piece that was 6 foot and she needed a piece, so she wanted maybe like 5 pieces that were 6 foot and 5 pieces that were 5 foot. I said, forget the five that are 6 foot, we'll cut those down and make them 5 foot. And the ones that are 7 foot, we'll cut those down. So I said, that way, in the end, we'll only need a couple more pieces of wood. So it all made totally logical sense to me. So she said, and what are we going to do with it then? I said, and I'll cut it. And she looked at me and she said, do you know how the saw works? I said, not got a clue. And of course, he'd squirreled the manual away. And I remember standing out there, looking at the saw, thinking, well, that's the blade. And that bit obviously goes round. I wonder which other bit goes round. I soon found out, held it at arm's length, pressed the trigger on it, worked out what went round, and I cut the wood. That probably took us about 5 hours. The next thing, he comes back and finds me cutting this wood, which would have been bad enough for him. He was mortified. But the thing was, back then we had very low fences, and I had an audience while I was cutting this wood of all the neighbours just stood lined up like, oh, that's a woman. And she's cutting wood. So my dad came in and it was like, well, fancy leaving two ladies to do all that work. He couldn't go outside for weeks. He was too ashamed. But the wood cutting was fantastic. So after that, it was my job, which wasn't a total victory for me, was it really, Mike? Because I couldn't think of better things to do than cut wood, I can assure you. But hey, at least I can do it. At least I can do it. So tonight on the show, I've got no slides at the moment. So I'm going to have a hard out of 8 o'clock for this so I can do some slides. Jonathan's already had a nap, so he's firing on all cylinders. This is not good. Maybe I should put something really boring on Jonathan so you could nicely drop off to it.
My bubble charts will send him to sleep.
They won't. He loves Excel. That'll never work. I'll have to get my bite Siri onto it. I'm sure he'll find something that Jonathan wouldn't like. Yeah, because it's 2-1 at the minute. You know I'm going to win long term, Jonathan. You know I am. Unless you have a nap every week. Do the Queen's dress last.
How long are we playing?
How long are we playing what?
Well, are we doing this every week until you win? Is it like Fergie time?
Oh, it's going to be Fergie time. Yep. Forever and ever and ever. I actually had planned to do the Queen's dress last, Kim. I'd already planned that, to be honest with you. I may change the running order at the last minute. That's what I do in the last hour. But this week, I've got to make sure I go through the checklist because last week, I forgot to press record. It's the last thing on my checklist.
And I'll remind you.
There you go. You see, look, Jonathan's working next Friday. So next Friday could be 3-2. Always assuming he manages to make it to the end of tonight. The Queen's dress is actually fractionally different from what Jonathan actually wants. Apart from the fact that it's a door, Jonathan. Today seems like Saturday to Kim. I must admit, it feels like a bank holiday here to me. Probably the heat, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
We've got the window open. Now, the last time we opened that, we nearly blew everything off the desk. I would say it's just nice tonight, isn't it? But seeing as though the microphones don't pick up that much, I mean, there was a time in here, I did some training in the afternoon. You were here. I think it was it training show?
Yeah.
And we were so paranoid because people were saying, we can hear noise on the microphone. The sound's too low. It's too loud. We were getting all sorts. So we optimised it. But that meant we had to leave it be. And if you open the window, you'd hear the cars flying past and dogs barking and children screaming. So we were like, we can't open. A chicken squeaking. Mayor didn't have a chicken though. He wasn't into his squeaky toys. So when it came to this particular day, oh, I know, it was the one we've got the video of on my blog. Because I couldn't do it because it was somebody else's. Otherwise I'd have decided to open the window. But I couldn't open the window was the upshot of it all. So we had my little panda, which I still haven't shown you, Jonathan, but I have got pictures of. And my little panda goes up to like 110 degrees. And it was 48 degrees in here, something like that. It was way hot, way hot. But we're not doing that tonight. We're going to just open the window. And I think we've got the microphones optimised enough. If you can't hear Madam squeaking the chicken, you're not going to hear the cows. So we'll just open the window. The only thing that might happen is we might get ambulances going past. But we are on the ambulance route. We've always been on the ambulance route. But at the moment, I'd say twice a week. Yeah. Whereas before, it could be 5 times a day. So it's all pretty quiet on that front at the moment. And given it's 8:02... It's gone quite quiet out there now.
My hands have aged about 20 years.
I know, it's keep washing them. The skin's coming off mine.
Yeah.
Right, let me have a look. Seems like downloaded HudaSpot is excellent. Oh, good. Glad you like that, Anthony. I've not tried the one you mentioned. What was that? The one you mentioned for Windows. But as your description sounded like HudaSpot. I'm not doing HudaSpot tonight, but I can certainly put it in the future.
I used HudaSpot this morning.
HudaSpot's fabulous.
Yeah. Didn't find what I wanted, but then the file wasn't there, so it didn't.
No, that's the upgrade, Mike. That's a pro version.
Right.
No, it doesn't do
finds
that.
What's not there.
No, what makes it so powerful is, one, if you know something about your file, it will probably find it. And you can hone down to where you search or a date range or a file type. But where it really comes into its own is when you make saved settings. That's then just like, yeah. Wow.
I find it awesome, actually.
It is. It's very good.
I'm still on the old version.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh. A lot of the stuff in 4 is for Catalina, to be honest, and a lot of it's fixing stuff that Apple have broken. So it'll do pretty much
it'll
the same job.
Forever then.
Let's have a look. Not paid for it yet. Still on the trial version. But you think you'll buy it? Yeah, that was one we looked at, and it wasn't in setup, was it? I think version 4's been out not that long. I was on the beta, so it probably feels like longer to me. But I think maybe 6 to 8 months, something like that. But it's a very, very good app. Wouldn't want to live without it, put it like that. I use it quite a lot, not because I've lost something, which is what some people think. You know, you only need that if you've lost something. But no, if you have a set of saved settings, for example, one of the problems would be, you know, I've talked about how iCloud works, where there's a folder per app. So at least you know where all your files are. Well, one of the issues with that is you don't know where a particular file is for a particular project. It's not with the project materials. So one thing you could do is change from one folder per app to project by project storage. But then if you're looking for a file and you've no idea where it is, but you know what it is, you can create a saved setting which will pull back all of your Affinity Designer files or all of your Affinity Photo files. And the benefit of that is you then don't have to have pointers or have them all stored in the same place. And you don't even have to put in what it is you're looking for. You just use a pre-configured setting. So I have a few of those. I have them for MacBytes posters that need to be in 12 different places all at the same time. And it works brilliantly. So I might show you that one. But I need to head off to make some slides. Otherwise, you'll be looking at nothing. So it's a good night from me for the moment.
It's good night from me.
For the moment.
And we'll see you
next time, which is 59 minutes away and counting. Night, guys.